Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And we agree with other delegations that the time available in 2023 really depends on the work ahead and on the mandate. And in this regard, like others, Switzerland would be able to support a stronger mandate that gives more direction to operationalizing the two-tier approach towards prohibitions and regulations and specific measures. But we can also see how a mandate as proposed by you, Mr. Chair, can take us further. I say this based on the experience of this session. We know we can start on the basis of the existing mandate specific work on instruments, including on a protocol or another legally binding instrument. Nothing stands in the way to go more decisive in that direction. If the mandate remains, it should be as proposed by you with an indication that we intensify our work. And it would really be beneficial if we couple such a mandate with appropriate pointers or signposts that can guide our work further. Now, even if with a similar direction for future work ahead and based on the experience, we know it's going to be a very full program. We know we have a good understanding also of the many complexities that are involved in our work and how much time it takes even to find agreement in this setting on very basic understandings. We have numerous proposals on the table, perhaps even more additional new proposals for instruments or other measures will emerge. So against this background, we think it would really be just wise to make available sufficient time in 2023, and sufficient time is more than 10 days in our view, and we agree with what the Philippines have said in this regard. We also think that we need something that does justice to the challenges and to the role that the CCW can or could do in this area addressing these challenges. So we support 20 days and hope that we'll have really sufficient time to make more decisive progress in the CCW next year. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.